Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning to everyone. More than bread. Yes. It is much more than bread. I share with you some words from the Gospel according to St. John chapter 6, verse 35. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Familiar words, aren't they? Words that we hear at the consecration during the Eucharist. But I'm suggesting this morning that we must not allow the familiarity of these words to diminish their importance as we reflect on the Gospel reading for today. I am the bread of life. One of those amazing claims by Jesus as he continues to reveal his true identity. The Gospel reading for today picks up at the point where Jesus had performed two miracles according to John's narrative. And if you listened closely last week, that was the Gospel reading for last week. He had fed the 5,000 and also walked on water. And these were two remarkable signs of the power of God. But the following day, Jesus was addressing the crowd who had come looking for him. I am the bread of life, he said. But I believe that he was also saying that it is more than just bread that he was talking about. For those of you who have been paying attention to the Pan Am and Parapan Am games in the Greater Toronto Area, you would be aware that one aspect of the games is the More Than Gold initiative. And this initiative has enabled churches to serve through generous hospitality, social care, outreach, and active prayer, so that others may experience the good news of God's love and peace. Now, this parish has been ably represented by our priest Mark, by Colleen and Olga, among others. And indeed, the point is made that the games are more than winning medals, but also an opportunity for building relationships and to share God's love with others. Similarly, the significance of feeding the 5,000 goes far beyond the provision of food. It is more than bread, as it draws attention to God's transforming love for humanity. In the days of Jesus, bread was an essential food item, as it still is in many parts of the world today. But it also symbolizes all of our food and physical needs. And for the Christian, bread is one of the elements of Holy Communion. So let's reflect on what John is telling us about bread. First of all, Jesus reprimanded his followers who were looking for him because their physical hunger had been satisfied. They saw the immediate benefits, but they were looking for Jesus because they were still not content. I'm sure that you would agree that food is one of the basic human needs, and as a society, there are concerns about its unequal distribution, which has resulted in oversupply on one hand and scarcity and need on the other, waste in many instances, while there's real deprivation and real hunger elsewhere. But these issues are quite complex, aren't they? By chance, I came across an article by a research student in urban planning and environmental studies at the University of Toronto. And she claims that her research shows that 30 to 50% of the food produced on this planet goes to waste every single year. But she's not alone in looking at this issue, as there have been many voices urging us to reduce consumption and consumerism. But like the people in the crowd that Jesus was addressing, our society is still looking for more, aren't we? And like the children of Israel in the wilderness, who were sustained by a faithful and merciful God, who heard them and responded to their needs, we still expect more, don't we? In the June Anglican newspaper of the Diocese of Toronto, Archbishop Johnson wrote an article, and the title is "This Summer, Share a Meal." I am not sure how many of you have had the chance to read it, but I recommend it. And the part that resonated with me was his emphasis on the importance of the meal gathering. He emphasized that it is more than just an opportunity to break bread. In part, this is what he wrote, and I'll just give you a small quote. "This summer, whenever you can, gather around a family table, stand around a barbecue, sit around a campfire, share a table in a nursing home, meet at a restaurant, share a meal and engage in conversation. Consider not only how you are nourishing your body with the food set before you, but how the conversation deepens your relationships, expands your horizons, and enriches your perception of the image of Christ in your neighbor." End of quote. I cite this excerpt as I believe that Archbishop Johnson drives home the point that we should not miss. It is more than just bread, more than the act of satisfying our physical needs, but also the means by which our very lives could be enriched as we recognize the faith of Christ in and through others. So back to the Gospel of John. In response to the crowd's request for the true bread from heaven, Jesus offered himself. And the good news is that this offer applies to us today. It is a reminder to us that God continues to provide all our needs, not just our daily bread, as we request every time the Lord's Prayer is said, but much more than we can ever ask or imagine. It is more than just bread alone that God provided to the people of Israel and that Jesus provided to the crowds that followed him. But like the children of Israel and the people during Christ's earthly ministry, we are encouraged not to miss the point of strengthening our relationship as we acknowledge that God's saving grace is available to all who place our trust in him. And may we be careful not to work for the food that perishes, as John reminds us, but rather for the food that endures for eternal life. And finally, as we join in God's meal, the Eucharist, we know that this bread of life leaves us satisfied. As Christians, we believe that the way of Christ shows us how to live as we follow Jesus and come into a right relationship with God. Secondly, as we feed our bodies regularly, so we need ongoing spiritual nourishment. And thirdly, we are encouraged to share. We share as a family, as a church, and as part of the global community. And every time we partake of the Eucharist, we are reminded that we are one in Christ, sharing God's love and promoting the growth of the body of Christ. And may we grow in Christian maturity beyond the desires of materialism as we increase our yearning for a relationship with Christ that is enduring. Yes, it is more than bread. For Jesus himself is the true bread from heaven, offering fulfillment and wholeness to all who put our trust in him. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.